Now, there's several things in support of this theory. It is a theory. First, any wild change of environment, such as a person dies and comes into another life, leaves him confused as to the past. And his confusion as to the past is such that he knows nothing about his past, as could be told to him by pictures. He's been displaced too widely, and therefore cannot easily get in touch with these old remote viewpoints he's left parked around. But when we run him on the process known as then and now solids, we rather easily steer him back along these courses and have him pick up these old viewpoints. But the only reason then and now solids works is because we're taking over the automaticity of the physical universe, making itself solid again. And the person starts picking up these old viewpoints he has left parked around. Now, this gets to be an absurdly simple mechanism after a while. It's providing you don't look at the complexity of the physical universe necessary to have it work. It means that the physical universe is a concatenation of pictures which are solid in any given instant for all of us. They're solid in any instant for all of us, and an instant afterwards, that set of pictures is no longer solid, but a new set of pictures is solid. It means somebody's working overtime mocking things up. But the point is, we have a very wide agreement on this. Now, the only reason we'd be studying this at all is quite an interesting one. The only thing wrong with a mind is a mind. I'll go over that again. The only thing wrong with a mind is that it is a mind. That is all that is wrong with it. It is. Because it's so rigged up that every action an individual undertakes, every action undertaken, is then held in suspense. Everything he's done bad and done wrong is held in suspense to the end of time. And somebody talks about karma. They're talking about, without knowing what they were talking about, this series of pictures retained by the mind. All the pain and agony of yesterday can be carried in this mind and can be turned on again against the individual. This mind may have use, who knows? But for sure, it has liability. It has kickback. It is a sort of a trap. An individual is never free of his acts of yesterday. Well, maybe this is desirable in the other fellow, but it's not too desirable in you, is it? Retribution, the mind, conscience, guilt, restraint. And this would be all very well, providing anybody could prove that an unrestrained being is always damaging. And yet, in processing, we find out that the more we do for somebody, the easier he is on his fellow man. And it's only those people who are totally plowed into these minds who commit crimes, are criminals, lead countries. Only such people as are totally trapped with no hope of ever getting out are reactively engaged in the commission of crimes. Quite amazing. The more complexity developed in the mind, it seems to us with our tests and our processing, the greater liability to the society. That sort of makes it a devil's universe, doesn't it?